91X News.
It's minus 2 and cloudy at 4:01. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sarah Law. A tractor-trailer driver was sent to the hospital with minor injuries after several tractor-trailers collided and struck a police cruiser early Thursday morning. At around 1:30 in the morning, the Napanee OPP were called to Highway 401 westbound in the Odessa area. The weather conditions were deteriorating at the time, and the westbound 401 was closed so the damaged vehicles could be removed. The highway has been cleared and is now open. Loyalist College shut its doors early yesterday after freezing rain turned the city into a skating rink. The college reopened at 10 a.m. today, but the wild weather may be continuing tonight. There is a risk of freezing rain or a thunderstorm this evening. Students in Loyalist College's journalism program are preparing to host a public forum on Tuesday about regional transit. They have been working on a series of stories about transit options in the Belleville and Quincy West region and how services can be improved. The forum will take place on Tuesday evening at the college in Alumni Hall from 6:30 until 8. More details can be found on the QNET News Facebook page and Twitter feed. In other local news, a new chair was elected to the Hastings and Prince Edward Public Health at yesterday's board meeting. Joanne Albert is mayor of the municipality of Tweed. She says she's excited to accept the new role.
I've been on the board for 7 years, and been vice chair for 4 of them, so I guess it's time to step up to the plate. I just hope I can do a good job and keep informed of what's going on.
The meeting also saw the election of vice chair Douglas Lafreniere and several new members. In provincial news, a report from a left-leaning think tank says cities in and around the Greater Toronto Area have the highest daycare fees in the country. The fifth annual study by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives says fees for full-time, regulated childcare spaces have risen faster than inflation in 61% of the cities reviewed. It says Toronto tops the list with the highest infant fees at over $1,600, following by Mississauga, Hamilton, and Kitchener at more than $1,490 a month. Ontario's minister in charge of the autism program says she will continue to stand unapologetically for changes she is making to funding. Lisa McLeod announced that funding will go directly to families instead of regional service providers, which she says will ensure that 23,000 kids currently on the wait list will get treatment. But families and advocates say the amounts will not be enough to cover proper levels of therapy. The Ontario Autism Coalition, which protested Liberal policies in 2016 until they were rolled back, says it will fight changes to the program. In other news, lawyers for a transgender girl fighting the Ontario government's repeal of a modernized sex ed curriculum say the scrapped version of the lesson plan should be reinstated. They say the previous version of the curriculum, introduced in 2015, which taught students about gender identity, should be brought back while a new document is developed. They say the tribunal should also order the Ontario government to ensure any new curriculum is compliant with Ontario's Human Rights Code. The legal team argues the government has discriminated against their 11-year-old client by removing gender identity lessons from the current curriculum that's based on a version from 1998. Ontario government lawyers have argued that the curriculum introduced last fall does not discriminate against students, saying teachers can expand on what's required by the document. The tribunal is expected to decide on the case in the spring. In national news, Conservative leader Andrew Scheer says Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is not being forthcoming about a report today that Trudeau's office told former Attorney General Jody Wilson-Raybould to help SNC-Lavalin avoid a criminal prosecution. Trudeau is denying the report in the Globe and Mail, but Scheer isn't buying it.
And we have to remember, this is the same Prime Minister who said that there was nothing wrong with his illegal vacation. This is the same Prime Minister who said that there was nothing to see with the Mark Norman affair. This is the same Prime Minister who said that there was nothing wrong with his Minister of Fisheries and Oceans giving contracts to members of his family. So you'll pardon me if I don't take Justin Trudeau at his word today.
The Quebec engineering and construction giant has been facing legal trouble over allegations it paid millions of dollars in bribes to get government business in Libya, which would be a crime under Canadian law. Neither Wilson-Raybould nor SNC-Lavalin has immediately responded to questions from the Canadian press. During a visit to Vaughan this morning, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was asked about a more than $28 million lawsuit filed against the government by five Canadian diplomats and their family members who became mysteriously ill while posted to Cuba.
There is no question that the health impacts on diplomats in Cuba have been visible and real. We are continuing to work with local authorities and work with the RCMP to determine what is the source of these sounds or this issue that they are facing.
Nine adults and five children have symptoms, including nausea, dizziness, headaches, and trouble concentrating. In international news, the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives is looking at proposals to compel U.S. presidents and presidential candidates to make public years of their tax returns. The Democrats tried and failed several times to obtain the tax returns of U.S. President Donald Trump as the minority party in Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a hotel waiter recently gave her advice on dealing with Trump's complaints about various investigations.
I have to tell you this. When the president says that the Mueller investigation is going on too long, you just say back to him, not as long as your tax audit, Mr. President. I thought those were words of wisdom.
The request for Trump's return sets up the possibility of a legal battle that could take years to resolve, possibly stretching beyond the 2020 U.S. presidential election. That's QNET News on 91X to 408. Sports is next.
You already know that Split Second can service all your business and personal printing needs. Now you can have whatever you want printed on a huge range of items like t-shirts, bags, hats, practically anything. Whether you need a large order for your business or sports team, Split Second has many options with eye-popping color possibilities. And there's no need to wait for delivery as it's all done locally. Split Second, your one-stop shop for printing, promotional, and personalized gift needs. 59 Dundas Street East, Belleville. SplitSecond.ca.
QNET Sports. In Loyalist Lancers news, the men's and women's volleyball games against the Fleming Knights have been postponed due to yesterday's freezing rain, causing the matches to be canceled. However, on Saturday, the Lancers go to Barrie to take on the Georgian Grizzlies. The women play at 1 and the men play at 3. The women sit at a 4-12 record while the men are 3-13. Meanwhile, the men's and women's basketball teams traveled to Algonquin College on Saturday to try and strike down the Thunder. The women play at 4 and the men play at 6. The women are 5'10 overall, while the men are 7'9. On Sunday, the men's team faced the Lacette Colts at 3 o'clock. In the Ontario Junior Hockey League, the Trenton Golden Hawks go to Kingston tonight to play the Voyagers at 7. Then tomorrow night, they go against the Lindsay Muskies at 7:30. The Golden Hawks sit at 27-13, 4-3. Then on Saturday afternoon, the Wellington Dukes host the Voyagers at 3. The Dukes are 26-18, 1-3. So far, the Golden Hawks are in second place in the East Division with 61 points. They are 4 points away from the Coburg Cougars, who take the lead. Meanwhile, the Dukes are in fourth with 56 points. In AHL action, the Belleville Senators face the Laval Rocket tomorrow night at 7:30. The Sens are 6th in the North Division and 25th overall out of 31 teams. In the NHL, there's plenty of Canadian hockey to watch tonight. The Ottawa Senators play on their home rink against the Anaheim Ducks at 7:30. At the same time, the Winnipeg Jets go to Montreal to face the Habs. The Edmonton Oilers play the Minnesota Wild at 8. Then at 8:30, the Vancouver Canucks face the Chicago Blackhawks. Finally at 9, the Calgary Flames host the San Jose Sharks. The Toronto Maple Leafs don't play until Saturday when they go against the Habs. The Leafs are in second place in the Eastern Conference Atlantic Division, just behind the Tampa Bay Lightning. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors take on the Atlanta Hawks tonight at 7:30. The Raptors are 36-16 so far this season and are first in the Eastern Conference Atlantic Division. They have acquired Mark Gasol from the Memphis Grizzlies for a package, including center Jonas Valanciunas. The deal was first reported by ESPN, which says CJ Miles and DeLon Wright will also be going to Memphis. The 34-year-old Gasol is a three-time All-Star and was the 2012-2013 NBA Defensive Player of the Year. And that's the sports. Send us your team or league scores via email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now for the weather, the forecast for Belleville. Today, a high of zero with potential for periods of freezing drizzle. Tonight, periods of rain and a low of 1 degree with a risk of freezing rain or a thunderstorm early in the evening. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of zero and a chance of flurries. There is a special weather statement in effect for the region due to the risk of freezing rain, the arrival of a cold front and strong winds, which may cause minor damages or power outages. At 4:11, it's minus two. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sarah Law from QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.